This is Rabbi Yaakov Fish, recording for my podcast, Let There Be Light. A lot of heavy thoughts in my head right now, taking up my headspace. But I'm thinking of these thoughts as this converges with the beginning of the year, the beginning of the Jewish year, 5781. And not only is it the beginning of the new Jewish year, we read the first parsha of the year, Parshas Bereishis this year, beginning of a new Torah reading cycle. And I just want to start off with a word of Torah, but expand on that, at least the way I see it, into a very compelling thought and relevant thought into some of the chaotic conversations going on today. And that is that on day six, after the creation of Adam and Eve, of Adam and Chava, it says basically that God gave them their mission in this world. Vayivarech Hashem Elokim, God blessed them. But before that, it says, "Vayivra Elokim Es Adam B'Tzalmo." God created man in His image, in the image of God. He created him, male and female. He created them. It says, "Vayivarech Hashem Elokim." God blessed them. "Vayomer Lahem Elokim." God said to them, "Pru Urvu Milo Es Aretz V'Kivshua." He gave them this mandate to fill the world up with people and conquer the world. V'Kivshua. He gave them a responsibility. He gave not only Adam and Eve this responsibility, he gave all future descendants this responsibility to go out into the world, v'kivshuha. So what does v'kivshuha mean? Conquer the world in a responsible way. So what does it mean in a responsible manner? So this we have, the Torah, given to us at a later time and interpreted by the rabbis. V'kivshuha, all of our responsibilities to go out and be a light into the world, to go out and make sure that our responsibilities towards God and this world are fulfilled. And that's really the word I want to kind of zero in and focus on this morning as I share with you my thoughts. And that it's the responsibilities that God gave man. It's those responsibilities that we have in front of us. We're supposed to be a responsibility-centered society. We need to be asking ourselves, what are our responsibilities? We wake up in the morning. How are we responsible to one another? How are we responsible towards the community? How are we responsible towards the world in general, towards everybody that we interact with? How are we responsible to one another? So if you're, for example, you're an employer, let's give one particular example, you're an employer, the Torah tells us you have a responsibility towards acting towards your employee in a civil, just, and moral way. You have to pay him on time, b'yomotiten scharo, you can't take advantage of him. If you are a man of means and you have an abundance of a harvest, you have a responsibility to sharing that with others. You have to give like a chikhan peah, as it's called, different corners of the field, leave that over to the poor. We always have to be asking ourselves, what are our responsibilities? And as basic as this point is, I think it needs so much review, and not only review, but so much internalizing, because we have drifted far, far, far away from being a responsibility-centered society. When I say even a responsibility-centered society, I'm saying even for observant Jews that outwardly profess, and this is not calling anybody out, but observant Jews that say, that we observe the Torah and we observe its laws and we observe halacha even. Are we looking at life as a responsibility-centered society, or as a much more prevalent narrative of people and society, particularly Western contemporary American society views itself as a right-centered society. When we say a right-centered society, we're always looking at life as, what are my rights? What are my rights? We all have rights. We're born in America. Live in America. You know, there's a constitution, there's a Bill of Rights. We'll get to that in a moment, of not criticizing the Bill of Rights, but we have become a rights-centered society, always not only asking about our rights, but demanding our rights. And over time, you know, the original rights that we received, let's say, in the 18th century with the founding of the country and the Constitution, the Bill of Rights has been expanded and expanded and expanded. We're like a rights-obsessed country, to the point that we forget about our responsibilities. So just getting back to our example for a moment, the example I set out earlier with the employer-employee relationship. So there's part of the laws today, there's employees have rights. Again, I'm not saying they shouldn't have rights, but employees have rights, have working conditions and how they got paid. But why did this occur? This occurred because there was abuse in the system, and so laws need to be drafted to protect employees' rights. But in an ideal situation, like a responsibility-centered society that the Torah advocates for, there should be no reason for that, because in an ideal situation, the employer should be asking himself or herself, what is my responsibility towards my employee? And I want to be generous, I want to be kind, I want to be fair. And everybody needs to be asking themselves, what is my responsibility towards others? But unfortunately, that's not the way it looks like anymore. We don't look at life as a privilege, and the things that we have in life as a privilege. We look at it as a right. And that's one of the things, if I can just jump off towards the very contemporary issue, one of the complex areas that COVID has affected is everyday life. I'm going to specifically talk about Jewish communal life. Jewish communal life, you know, COVID has affected to the point that, you know, there was an interruption of davening, of services, of public worship, and all this needs to be balanced, of how public health, you know, balances towards against rather the need for public prayer, and every community and every locale and every jurisdiction needs to decide that for themselves. I'm not here to say what every community should be doing. But what I am here to say is, what's troubling to me is the increasing rhetoric how our rights are being deprived. Rights are being deprived? I mean, are we observant Jews? I mean, 101 in the Torah, when God created Adam and Eve, he gave them responsibilities. He didn't say, these are your rights. He didn't say, these are your rights. When God gave us the Torah, he said, these are your responsibilities. He didn't say, these are your rights. So what's this thing all of a sudden? Our rights are being deprived? I mean, it's a privilege that we have. We've had a privilege for all these years to be in the United States, where we've been walking around and have religious freedom. That's a privilege. We have to think of that as not a right. So now all of a sudden that's being called into question. And I'm just talking about from a purely religious angle of how we view ourselves. I'm not talking about from a U.S. constitutionality point. I mean, I just want to give a little context to that. Those are some fascinating discussions this week in the United States Senate between the Supreme Court nominee various senators about the Constitution and about the Bill of Rights and about various amendments. But we have to remember that the founding fathers of the United States of America put this Constitution in place and the Bill of Rights as a response to tyranny from the British Empire, or at least the way they perceived the tyranny from the British Empire. And that was a response to all that tyranny. So because it was already tyranny, so they needed a response. The response was, we're going to start our own country and we're going to have these freedoms as a response from this tyranny. But what I'm saying is, in an ideal world, and that's what we should strive towards, at least as observant Jews, the society that we should be emulating, is a responsibility-centered society. We just go around asking ourselves all day, how can I be more responsible towards one another? So again, so just make one example, I guess it has become controversial even. It's just the discussion about wearing a mask, not wearing a mask. So some that, you know, do not want to wear masks have said that it's my right not to wear a mask. And that could be, I'm not going to go into the legalities, it's not my purview, I'm not a constitutional law expert. But what I'm saying is that the right conversation? Is that my right, or is it my responsibility to wear one because perhaps someone else will be safer? I mean, have we drifted so far from the basics? Drifted so far from the basics that whenever we don't have exactly what we want, and I'm saying exactly what we want, including observant amenities in the observant Jewish life, we're going to cry and say our rights are being deprived. We have privileges in life, and God, for whatever reason, has struck us with a plague, not unlike various plagues throughout history. He struck the Egyptians in Egypt and interrupted their daily life, and he's striking us now. Obviously, there are differences in the two examples, but we're going to say that we're going to come back and we're going to say our rights are being violated. I mean, is that what we've become? We've become rights-obsessed people? I mean, that would be a crying shame. The people that inherited the mantle of Torah and mitzvahs, basically Torah and mitzvahs is living God's mission in this world. When he told Adam and Eve, Kivshua, I want you to conquer this world in a responsible way, everyone's going to say, my rights, these are my rights. Rights? Every moment that we have is a privilege. Every religious freedom that we have is a privilege. Everything that we have is a privilege. They're so damaging in so many different ways. The whole rights-centered way of living is just leads to more and more feelings of entitlement, and affects people in so many different ways. People are less and less happy because we expect our rights to be fulfilled. Everything, there's a passenger bill of rights, and there's a this bill of rights, and there's a this bill of every. There's a bill of rights for everything. There's a bill of rights for everything. I'm not saying that people should be living in an abuse system. But is this what we need to function? So, my friends, ladies and gentlemen, as we once again start a new Torah reading cycle, it's important to reflect on our core values. What are your core values? Your core values that drive you. And I'm particularly addressing those of us in the observant Jewish community that pride ourselves on our core values coming from the Torah. Our core values coming from the Torah cannot be more clear. The Torah doesn't give us rights. The Torah gives us responsibilities. We have to be cognizant of that. we have to keep on asking ourselves, am I fulfilling my responsibilities towards others? We cannot, there's an overlap between responsibilities and rights that needs to be always be thought of and understood. But ultimately, in order for us, I believe, to break through out of this darkness, we're not going to break through out of the darkness by keeping to ask ourselves or keep on demanding of others, give me my rights. But we have to go ahead and shout out to other people and say, we will fulfill our responsibilities.